From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Canada exchange notes on G20 presidency and Ukraine conflict. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, says some 1.4 million Australian tourists to visit Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Canada on Monday exchanged their views on the G20 presidency and the Russia and Ukraine conflict, discussed and agreed to boost bilateral economic cooperation. As reported by Antara, Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, during the visit of Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly to Jakarta on Monday, underlined how important the G20 is for the people of the world. Indonesian people are waiting for the concrete deliverables of the work of the G20. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno believes the target of 1.4 million Australian tourists visiting Indonesia can be achieved in the subsequent few periods, given the enthusiasm of the country's people and industry players. It was said by Minister Sandiaga Uno during a press conference in Bali, as quoted in a press statement received by Antara on Monday. During his visit to Australia, Uno highlighted the great interest of the Australian community in visiting Indonesia's tourist destinations, especially Bali. We move to the Manpower Ministry, which has appealed to companies to pay the 2022 Idul Fitr allowance, or THR, to their employees promptly, and has said it expects companies with high profits to increase the allowance. The last national news comes from the Ministry of Agriculture, which seeks to increase domestic food production through various strategies, such as by encouraging the development of food estate areas or food barns and providing superior seeds. It was said by Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo during a hearing meeting with Commission 4 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations World Food Programme pleads not to make it take food from children that are hungry to give to children that are starving. As reported by BBC.com, soaring food and fuel costs, together with budget cuts in some traditional donor countries, have forced the World Food Programme to halve the amount of food it is giving to millions of people in Yemen, Chad, and Niger. Next, the Australian state of Victoria announced on Tuesday it will host the 2026 Commonwealth Games, with all sporting events taking place outside of the state capital, Melbourne. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the state's premier, Daniel Andrews, praised the Commonwealth Games Federation for embracing Victoria's pitch for the international multi-sport event. The 2026 Games will be held in four regional hubs in the towns of Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo, and Gippsland. We end the news with the World Health Organization, which said on Monday it is tracking a few dozen cases of two new subvariants of the highly transmissible Omicron strain of the coronavirus to assess whether they are more infectious or dangerous. Listener, next we present you commentary entitled 2024 Elections to be Held as Scheduled.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. Today's commentary is 2024 Election to be Held as Scheduled. Well, listener, in recent weeks, the media in Indonesia has highlighted news about the discourse on postponing the 2024 elections, extending the presidential term, amendments to the constitution, and a three-term presidential tenure. Public opinion seems divided. There are pros and cons. Several ministers and leaders of political parties agree with the discourse. However, the party where President Joko Widodo comes from, the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, rejected the discourse from the start. 3 years ago, President Joko Widodo even said that there were people who wanted to mislead him by proposing a three-term president. This time, regarding the proposed extension of the presidential term and the postponement of election, President Joko Widodo's stance stays the same. Last Sunday, President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting to prepare for the 2024 general elections and simultaneous regional head elections. In the meeting, he asked ministers to deliver information about the elections to the public. Furthermore, he said that there should not be speculation circulating in the public that the government is trying to postpone the elections or extend the president's tenure. President Joko Widodo stressed that the government and the House of Representatives have agreed that the general election will be held on February 14, 2024. Meanwhile, the simultaneous regional election will be held in November 2024. President Joko Widodo's stance was further clarified by ordering all his aides to stop talking about extending the presidential term for three periods or postponing the elections. He asked them to focus on work. He also reminded the people that they are in trouble because of rising prices for basic commodities and fuels. President Joko Widodo's firm stance should be able to calm the people who are already pro and contra about the discourse. There is no need to doubt that the mandate of the 1945 Constitution will be continued to be implemented by holding the 2024 general election as scheduled. In this way, President Joko Widodo and his aides can focus on solving the nation's problems for the remaining time they have. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll start today in history with April 12, 1912, when birth of Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX occurred. April 12, 1912 was the birth date of Gusti Raden Mas Dorojatun or Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX. He was a sultan who ruled the Sultanate of Yogyakarta, Indonesia from 1940 to 1988. He was also the first governor of the special region of Yogyakarta after Indonesian independence. He served as the second vice president of Indonesia from 1973 to 1978. He is also known as father of the Indonesian Scouts and served as chairman of the National Scout Movement Quarter. Moving on to April 12, 1945, when the 32nd president of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, dies. Franklin D. Roosevelt died of a stroke while on vacation in Warm Springs, Georgia. Born in New York, January 9, 1882, he was the only American president to be elected four times in his term from 1933 to 1945. He was succeeded by his deputy, Harry S. Truman. I'll end today in history with April 12, 1961, when Yuri Alekseyevich Gagarin becomes the first human to go into space. On April 12, 1961, Gagarin was the first human to fly 108 minutes into space on a Vostok Rocket 1. He received many awards and medals of honor, including the Hero of Soviet Union Medal. Yuri Gagarin later became deputy director training at the Cosmonaut Training Center outside Moscow. In honor of his services, this training ground was later named after him.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ooh.
galaw ini memang mahumu. Silakan pergi, pergi menjauh dariku. Seharusnya ku tak memulai semua, semua cerita antara kita yang kini tinggal kenangan. Akan ku buktikan bahwa ku bisa tanpamu. Kau memang tercipta bukan untuk bersamaku. Tapi ingatlah bahwa suatu hari nanti takkan kau temukan pada yang lain yang sangat mencintaimu lebih dariku. Hari demi hari ku lalui sendiri tanpa tawamu, tanpa candamu, tanpa manjamu. Oh, oh, memang ku akui sulit untuk lupakanmu. Oh, 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 namun semakin lama semakin ku terbiasa tanpa dirimu. Oh, akan ku buktikan bahwa ku bisa tanpamu.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono received a visit from Panamanian Foreign Minister Erika Moines in Jakarta on Friday. In the meeting, both of them discussed the potential for cooperation in the field of water conservation to reduce carbon emission as one of the causes of climate change. Quoting a press release from the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries on Saturday, Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono said that this step was related to the implementation of the Blue Economy programs, such as the expansion of conservation areas. One of the targets is 32.5 million hectares. In addition, Minister Trenggono also explained that Indonesia's marine conservation areas continue to increase every year, and it is targeted that by 2030 it will reach 32.5 million hectares. His site also plans a target to be able to expand the conservation area to 30% of the water area. The marine conservation area is a protected water area, managed with a zoning system in a bid to realize sustainable management of fish resources and the environment. This area is closely related to blue carbon because mangroves, seagrasses, and other biotas in the waters are able to absorb a large amount of carbon. Minister Trenggono further stated that in addition to consistently expanding marine conservation areas, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries will also immediately implement a measured fishing policy to keep the sea healthy from overfishing and illegal fishing. He added that related to the implementation of the blue economy in Indonesia, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery has priority programs to expand conservation areas into limited areas to tackle overfishing and restrict vessels from catching fish. Meanwhile, Panamanian Foreign Minister Erika Buenos said that Indonesia and Panama have the same vision of pursuing marine health. Panama itself, she said, is known as a country with a conservation area that almost resembles the size of the country. Erika Buenos also admitted that she was very happy with what Indonesia has done. There is potential for multilateral cooperation that can produce a visible showcase. According to her, Panama can mobilize its resources. Apart from conservation, the meeting also discussed the potential for cooperation in the aquaculture subsector in Indonesia. Panama is known to have abundant marine wealth, but it is threatened by climate change. Currently, the Central American country is intensively carrying out multilateral cooperation to reduce carbon emission through water conservation activities.
Jatuh kan berdiri lagi yang patah tumbuh yang hilang berganti musim yang menunggu
meranggas merapu berganti dan lulu. Bayang yang berserah terang di ujung sana.
Yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, yang terus berulang suatu saat henti. Yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, yang terus berulang saat henti. Yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti, yang hancur lebur akan terobati, yang sia-sia akan jadi makna, dan terus berulang saat henti. Yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi, yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berhenti.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to get to know a typical Papuan dance, namely Falabella. This dance is also known as the Papuan War Dance. In the past, Papua often had intertribal wars. This dance was then performed to give spirit and raise the courage of the troops to fight. This was usually performed by mountain people and performed when the tribal chief ordered war. As time goes by, there are no more tribal wars. This Falabella dance later became a welcoming dance for guests visiting Papua. Falabella dance performance is generally performed in the field in the evening or at night. Falabella dance has three dance arrangements. The first part, a group of fighters are stalking their enemies. The second part, they are feeling joyful for their success while singing and dancing. The third one, there is a group of women who greet the warriors while splashing water on their bodies. This is done as a tribute to victory in the war. In this dance, body and leg movements are performed. Falabella dance is dominated by dance movements carrying arrows and spears while running and attacking like fighting. The Falabella dance formation has developed from a circle to a straight line. In the Falabella dance performance, dancers use traditional Papuan clothing. The dress consists of a skirt made of roots and leaves, which is attached to the waist. Dancers usually carry weapons such as arrows. For accessories, they use necklaces made of beads, Papuan headbands, and bracelets made of feathers. The body of the dancers is usually painted with a typical Papuan motif. The war dance is accompanied by tifa musical instruments and wind instruments made of shells. The rhythm that is played is the rhythm of passionate war. Songs or cheers also describe the spirit of fighters before entering the battlefield. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Ada Obatnya, which means Is There Any Medicine? This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone. Kevin has fever. Mela wants to know if Kevin has fever medicine or not.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? Tidak ada, which means no, there isn't. Ada termometernya, which means is there any thermometer? Ada, which means yes, there is. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? In the question, there is the word ada. Which means, is there, placed in the beginning of the question. To find out if someone has something or not, you can use the word ada, which means is there. For example, ada obatnya, which means, is there any medicine? Another example to find out if someone has something or not is, ada termometernya, which means, is there any thermometer? In Indonesian, an expression used when taking medicine is minum obat, which means take medicine. So, if you want to say that you have taken medicine in Indonesian, you may say, saya sudah minum obat, which means, I have taken medicine. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Selalu memujamu. kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Janganlah kau tinggalkan diriku. Takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu sempurna.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Dendang Sri Gemilang by Rusli Zainal and Dewi Noverita. The song Dendang Sri Gemilang was composed by M. Hamzah. This song consists of pantun or rhyming poetry lines. It tells about a calling to build a country for the future. As told in the lyrics, to build a country requires a common view, hard work, and unity of heart. The song Dendang Sri Gemilang is a typical song for the people of Tembilahan, Indragiri Hilir Regency, Riau, Sumatra Island. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dendang Sri Gemilang by Rusli Zainal and Dewi Noverita. Enjoy!
Terjayang payah, hai Tuhan, menjadi senang. bersama-bersama kita gembira.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our Togetherness in English Language Program Broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.